Some of us have that extra something for the work we do that makes us ideal for the job. Rarely is that quality an illness. However, in the television series Monk, the main character is a detective whose symptoms of obsessive-compulsive disorder make him the perfect sleuth.
My name is Adrian Monk. I'm working with the police on a homicide investigation. There is a very valuable piece of evidence somewhere in this store. It's a small pebble. It's about the size of a small pebble.
Monk was thrown off the police force after his wife was mysteriously murdered, and he developed an incapacitating anxiety disorder. Now he uses his extreme attention to details to solve crimes on the side. The series started on the Cable USA network, and last week began an unprecedented simultaneous run on ABC. The series star, Tony Shalhoub, joins us from Toronto, where the show is in production. Welcome, Tony.
Hi.
Well, first things first. This show is set in San Francisco, but you're in Toronto for the filming. So what's that all about?
Well, welcome to TV Land. We shot the pilot in Vancouver. Now we're shooting the episodes in Toronto. I'm sure next season we'll find ourselves in Ecuador or somewhere like that.
Well, you have been in dozens of movies, Spy Kids, The Siege, Men in Black, Barton Fink. You also have been in two TV series, Stark Raving Mad and Wings, and lots of stage work. Rank this role, if you can, among others you've done, the difficulty of playing, you know, this very quirky character.
It's definitely up there. It's up there among the most difficult things that I've done. But in saying that, it's also one of the most interesting I've ever done. Monk is always doing at least two things at a time. His focus is split in at least two directions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as an actor, you have a certain task in front of you. You have your objectives and the path you need to achieve your objectives. And then you have your obstacles and so forth. But usually it's a pretty straight line. With Monk, it's two or three converging lines, you know, going in different directions and always constantly intersecting.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how he follows evidence. As you mentioned, although he's quirky, he has this job to do, and he's very good at it. In this pilot, there's one scene where he's following a case, and he smells the curtains. He knows it's cigarette smoke, but not just cigarette smoke, it's menthol.
He even identifies the brand.
Yes.
Monk has a lot of things going for him, and some of those things are things that make him sort of troubled and neurotic, but he uses them as an asset. I mean, he's super sensitive in every way. What he might hear or see, his attention to detail is very, very fine, and he sees the world differently than other people.
But a lot of things get in the way. I was thinking of that scene with a bunch of little kids in the room, and there's a little kid sniffling.
Well, he's phobic, too, so that's another whole set of problems that he has to deal with. What's interesting about the show is that it's even though it's a familiar genre, God knows there's a lot and have been a lot of detective shows, the obstacles for this character are not out in the world. They're really mostly in his own head. He is his own biggest obstacle.
So tell me a little bit about the process then of how you make this type of character real. How do you get the actions and the motives for him? He's always like constantly pulling hairs off people's jackets and straightening pictures.
Well, because, you know, with all roles, you know, you want to bring something of yourself to it. I think I discovered on working on it, I think that I'm maybe a little more monk-like than I thought I was because I started doing things that were called for in the script and then realized, oh, my God, you know, when I'm alone in a room, I actually do these things.
So it made you feel a little obsessive?
I felt a little too at home, I'm afraid. Like a lot of us, we all have an idea of what our world should be, how ordered it should be. We want things to look a certain way. We want relationships to feel a certain way. And when they don't, then we have, you know, what we have identified as stress, really. I mean, isn't that what stress is? And Monk just has this times 10. everything, mm-hmm. everything in his world is slightly out of place.
Yeah.
Even in what might appear to the rest of us to be a pristine environment or a perfectly ordered room, it's never really quite right for him.
Yeah. So does that help him, though, become a really good detective?
Well, I think it does, because when things are askew or when things are off, a lot of times it's because, you know, something has occurred there that maybe shouldn't have occurred. Sometimes that's a clue. And sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's just his own neuroses, you know, going overboard, and he gets completely stuck in some kind of loop, you know, some kind of mental or psychological loop that he can't extricate himself from.
The stove.
Over here. It's in the kitchen.
No, I mean my stove. I think I left it on.
It's okay. I checked it as we were leaving.
Are you sure? Did you turn the knob?
Yeah.
The little knob, though.
I turned all the knobs. The stove was the one for Adrian.
Excuse me, sir. We believe it was a burglary gone sour. She walked in, she surprised him, he panicked,
No.
He opened the knife from the kitchen, he...
No. This was no burglary.
It wasn't.
He tried to make it look like one, but this guy was cold as ice. He checked something on her computer. He could have erased a file.
Anything else?
Yes, he's tall. He's 6'3", maybe 6'4". What about the pilot light? Because, you know, sometimes
prime.
It goes out. Do you remember
prime.
The last time it almost went out?
Do you want me to drive all the way back to the city and check the stove?
No.
I mean, is that what you're telling me to do?
No. Would you? Could you? That would be great.
Oh.
Well, in this series, obsessive compulsive disorder makes for some light moments, but it's really a serious illness.
It is. It can, you know, shatter lives. It's,
yeah.
It's not something to be treated lightly.
Do you have any concern that the show makes light of a condition that isn't necessarily funny for the people who experience it?
Well, I mean, I don't think the show is exploitive, really. I think because Monk is the hero, and an unlikely hero, but he is the hero, and he uses his neuroses to his advantage. And also, you know, it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm. It's not
somehow,
ha-ha, something like
no,
that.
No, I think we feel for this character because he's in pursuit of something. He's in pursuit of a number of things. One is he wants to be reinstated onto the police force.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get better. He wants to figure out what happened with the murder of his wife. It's one case that he cannot seem to unravel. He's a tragic figure at base. And for that reason, I think audiences will be able to absorb the lighter moments
mm-hmm.
without feeling that they're cheap.
Well, I definitely enjoy your work.
Thank you.
And so does my 10-year-old. She threatened me today that I couldn't come home without your autograph.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah,
over
get
the
a
radio.
Picture to me quick, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Tony Shalhoub is the star of the detective series Monk. It airs on both the USA Channel and ABC. Thanks for talking with us.
I appreciate your time.